East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
A union representing medical practitioners has warned the growing number of unemployed doctors in KZN could discourage young people from pursuing a career in medicine. Medical graduates staged protests earlier this year, prompting the provincial health department to open 20 new posts. The department later said it would advertise vacancies for an additional 150 doctors. But Umlungisi Mchali, who's with the KZN branch of the SA Medical Association, says it's still unclear whether the 20 posts were allocated to only KZN graduates because applications were open to the country. He says currently the province has close to 200 unemployed doctors, and that number is likely to rise as more students complete their community service.
It is discouraging. One would say medicine is a noble profession. We knew doctors, once they finish studying, they get employed. That is because there is still a dire need for medical practitioners. Our colleagues in hospitals are overworked. They work ridiculous hours. They're suffering from burnouts and they're tired, really, because they work ridiculous hours. Even the ratio that is approved by the World Health Organization of patient to doctor, we are way below that ratio.
Says they're planning on meeting with health officials on the issue of employment. A high-level police team is expected to arrive back in the country from Eswatini soon, along with two suspects who'll face charges in the murder cases of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Thobela Motswane. The officers are bringing back Siyabonga and Malusi Ndemande, understood to be dangerous. South African police and Interpol officials jetted to the kingdom this morning. The brothers were arrested last year and just last month abandoned their appeal against an extradition order. National Police spokesperson Atlenda Marte says they're wanted in connection with three cases here.
The first case being the murder of a taxi boss in Amanzimtoti in 2022. The second case being the murders of AKA and Tibs Motswane. And the third case being the murder of a driver of a taxi boss, as well as the attempted murder of his wife. So in all these three cases, they are facing 24 charges.
She says they'll be arrested by the lead investigator once they arrive in South Africa.
They will be processed, will take the fingerprints and so on. They will then be taken to a local station where they will be charged, processed, and then thereafter they will be taken to court where they will appear before a magistrate. So it is quite a significant moment for us.
And the longest ever U.S. government shutdown has moved a step closer to a resolution.
This has been a very long road. Quite literally the longest shutdown in history. I am very, very happy to be able to say that we are coming to the end.
Several Democratic senators broke ranks to join Republicans in a 60-40 vote, passing a compromise deal. With a stopgap funding bill passed through the Senate, the legislation now moves to the House of Representatives for a vote. Since last month, more than 1 million federal workers have been unpaid, while government benefits and services have been disrupted. President Donald Trump has told reporters in the Oval Office that, quote, the deal is very good. A recap of our lead story, a union representing medical practitioners has warned the growing number of unemployed doctors in KZN could discourage young people from pursuing a career in medicine. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.